Blog Talk Radio.
Alone here on www.blogtalkradio.com. And on this day in history, when I get over there to the lead story, we'll tell you on history.com that in 1980, Polish government signs an accord with the Gdansk shipyard workers. And in 1777, the American Revolution, Sam Mason survives Indian attack. In the automotive industry, 1955, William Kopp demonstrates the first solar-powered car, and long live its pioneer. And the Civil War era on this day in history, 1864, Battle of Jonesboro leads to the fall of Atlanta. Don't know exactly what they're talking about. Wish maybe I would have studied my American history in school a little bit more, and then probably I would have known it. And in 1985, the crime scene area, 1985, Los Angeles mob attacks Night Stalker. And finally, in 1886, under disasters, earthquake shakes Charleston, South Carolina. But under general interest, in 1888, Jack the Ripper claims his first victim. And Germany prepares for invasion of Poland. Hollywood actor Richard Gere is born on this date in 1949. Now let's go back over here to BTR and sit here and discuss with you what tonight's show is going to be about. Now, we have been waiting for microphones. And yes, now we have got them. And that is new for this studio and the talk of the topic in this 30-minute episode. I will discuss random open thoughts that come to mind with listeners over the new mics. In addition, this will be a makeup show to replace the one where the startup audio failed in the last episode. I hate that. And regular scheduled Saturday shows will resume after tonight. So let's start with free thinking and random open thoughts for this show here on American Psychosis Radio, with me, your host, Jory Rowe. Now, when I first started the show, it was in the beginning, it's very hard to imagine what this kind of subject matter is to talk about, because it's so in-depth. I mean, it's so, the mind is so much more in-depth than the human heart is. They say we know more about the mind than we, let me correct that. They say we know more about the human heart than we know about the mind. And mind you, and I had said it before, my mind drifts from one subject matter quickly to another, quickly to another, quickly to another. And if you don't know where you're going with your thoughts, you just might end up with them somewhere else. So we're going to start tonight, and we're going to write down a word, just any word, on a piece of paper. And I found the word we're going to use, and we're going to start with the word Camera. Camera. C-A-M-E-R-A. Camera. And we're going to talk about the word, what it means to me, I guess you could say, what cameras mean to me, because I don't consider myself a professional photographer in the least bit. And we're going to talk about just general words and thoughts that come to mind. Now, mind you, and again, I will tell you this much, that sometimes my mind freezes up when I'm trying to talk about things under disruptions, under distractions, interruptions, the sorts, you know. But let's talk about cameras and Eastman Kodak. Yeah, he first started the Kodak company back 96 years ago or whenever it was. Actually, we're going to Google some things about Eastman Kodak, and let's do that right now. So I got new microphones. Let's see, Eastman Kodak, there we go. I got new microphones, and that's what tonight's show is all about, is testing these new mics. And we're going to go with, okay, George Eastman. Okay, that's, I guess, what his original name must have been. Or no. I like to go to Wikipedia.com. And when I go to Wikipedia.com, it just pulls down a whole article that anybody, I guess, can add to or cite things in a disambiguation. But Eastman Kodak Company, commonly known as Kodak, is an American technology company that concentrates on imaging products with its historic basis on photography. So they have a lot to do with anything that's imaging, and they probably make medical equipment too, if I'm not surprised. But the company is headquartered in Rochester, New York, United States, and the incorporating New Jersey. And is incorporated in New Jersey, should say. My eyes are going really bad. I can't wait for, I already have hearing aids. Now I have to go with glasses again. And he was founded, the Eastman Kodak Company was founded by George Eastman in 1892. So a lot longer than what I said, 96 years or 92 years ago for the matter. But he's been making cameras. Let's just focus the company and what they do around cameras. Okay. Now, my grandfather, he had this weird-looking thing. It was made out of leather, and God only knows what else it had with it. And I took it apart. It slid apart, and it had a mirror in it. And the mirror, believe it or not, was a reflection mirror inside the box that when you somehow loaded it with film. My grandfather's been dead for a long time, so I really couldn't ask him what it really did or how you loaded film into it. But my grandmother told me it was his camera, first camera that he had. I do know some company, and I'm willing to be betting that it was Kodak that made this model of a camera it came apart by the company and was reloaded with film. And when you bought the camera, I'm trying to make it harder than what it actually is for me to explain. You know what a FunSaver camera is? It's where you buy it, you shoot the pictures, and then send it in for developing and processing, and then you get your prints back. Well, this sort of kind of was the same principle when it first came out years ago, when I'm talking about my grandfather's camera. What you did was when you bought the camera initially, it had film loaded into it. Once you used the roll of film, you sent the whole camera back into the company. They unloaded it, put new film in, and processed the film that you sent in with the camera. And then they'd send the camera right back to you, ready to go again. Well, many people got very tired of that process, I would have to mention. And I'd have to say this as well. that most people probably wanted something to where they could go buy the film and load it themselves, instead of having to send their camera completely back to the company and reload it with new film. Now, as we go on down and we're talking about Kodak, and you know, this here is totally the topic that we're just drifting from topic matter to topic matter. And that's what happens when you have a disorder like mine, which is known as schizophrenia, and frogs grow in your throat too. It can't happen at a better time than broadcast, trust me. Which brings me to my next line of business to talk about, which is called Murphy's Law. So we went from camera to talking briefly about Eastman Kodak Company. Now we're going to talk about Murphy's Law. So let's put this one here in and see what we come up with. Now, Murphy's Law is in Wikipedia, too. The first thing that's set up, you know. Let me tell you what I know is Murphy's Law. I heard it's a big mathematical equation type thing. The perceived perversity of the universe has long been subjected to comment, and precursors to the modern version of Murphy's Law are not hard to find. Recent significant research in this area has been conducted by members of the American Dialect Society. ADS member Stephen Goranson has found a version of the law not yet generalized or bearing that name. It is reported by Alfred Pope at an 1877 meeting of the Engineering Society. It is found that anything can go wrong at sea generally does go wrong sooner or later. So it's not to be wondered that owners prefer the sail or the safe to the scientific. Sufficient stress can be hardly be laid on the advantages of simplicity. The human factor cannot be safely neglected in planning machinery. If attention is to be obtained, the engine must be such that the engineer be disposed to attend to it. Mathematician, and I'm going to tell you, and it's pretty complicated. And, you know, if you go into the, it talks about Fred Shapiro, the editor of the book, Yale Book of Quotations, and Murphy's Law. And if you look at it this way, association with Murphy's, according to the book A History of Murphy's Law by author Nick T. Spark, you'll understand Murphy's Law just may be a little bit better. Now we're going to go talking about school, because I was thinking of complicated math problems when it came to talking about Murphy's Law and the complexity of such. Let me soon get back here to my studio to find out how much time I've got left here on the air. Okay, we're doing really good on time. But let's talk about school. School, you know, I have positive interests in school and I have negative interests in school. And when you look at the cost and the price of going to school these days, especially in the United States, the cost is just astounding. I don't know how parents can ever afford it. I don't know how kids can afford to even go to state colleges, let alone these private ones. But it never ceases to amaze me that some people that I see who don't do well with school, such as I, and the ones that do swell in school, compare them with me. Well, it largely depends on this. And we're going to have a show on this, about looks can be so deceiving, where you got the good-looking chicks, the good-looking guys, You don't see any ugly ones in Ivy League schools, I don't think. You don't see many nerds and dorks, which I don't really know the meaning of those two words, except for I do know some of the meaning of the word nerd is, but, you know, and like I said, my mind drifts from one thing to another, and it does it rather quick. So I just totally lost all of what I was talking about in my head. Well, yeah, I was talking about school. But let's move on and talk about something else. Let's talk about Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper. He just came to my mind. And I believe Anderson Cooper, let's get his name spelled right in the computer there, was the inventor of the cell phone, I believe. No, Anderson Cooper is an American journalist, author, and television personality. He's the primary anchor of the CNN news show. Well, let's see here who invented the cell phone and see what we come up with. And mind you, well, wait a minute. I wish I could type a lot better. And when was it invented? I do know this, that the first city, Martin Cooper, that's who invented the mobile phone. Martin Cooper. I kept thinking Anderson Cooper. I've been watching CNN a little bit too much, people. And let's talk briefly about Martin Cooper. And if it takes us to the end of the show, great. If not, oh well, who cares? He was born December 26, 1928, age of 86, in Chicago, Illinois. He resides in Del Mar, California, right here in the U.S., and he's an American. He went to the Illinois Institute of Technology. He's an inventor, entrepreneur, executive, and he was employed by Motorola, founder and CEO of AirAcom, co-founder and chairman of Dyna LLC, known for inventing the handheld cellular mobile phone, making world's first handheld cellular making the world's first handheld cellular mobile phone call. And he won the Marconi Prize in 2013. I think the Marconi Prize is awarded to people in communications technology. I'm not really sure. We're not going to look that up right now. But I would believe that the Marconi Prize, came from Guglielmo Marconi, the guy that invented the radio. So let's go with, well, let's look up Marconi. So we know who invented the cell phone. We talk about Eastman Kodak and Murphy's Law. It all started with the word camera, just to see what word we end up with by the end of this show. So who did we say next? Marconi. I don't know how to spell Guglielmo, or how to even pronounce the name at that. So let's just type in last name. Cooney Award. Let's try that. Yep. Guglielmo Marconi Awards. I got the name right. And NAB Marconi, Guglielmo Marconi started RCA. I'm not really sure. I did take a radio and TV class in school, which definitely should have taught me what it was and what it was all about, but who knows? And these, if you're following me online, you can Google images for the Marconi Award. You can Google images of Guglielmo Marconi himself. So let's highlight, well, we're not going to go to Wikipedia, because that's too many pages. I'm using an Apple MacBook. I'm trying to work the operating system under knowing how to operate Windows, and they're a little different, quite a bit different, actually. And when you get back over here to blogtalkradio.com, we'll just continue with our thoughts. And my computer's not running very fast this time of the night, so I don't know why, but that's just the way it is. But if you stop and think about thoughts and words and how one thought goes to another, and this is really not an information-related show, except we are throwing some tidbits of information out there that's well worth learning, but we're just testing the new microphones. And the new microphones, as they were tested in a show prior to last show, seemed to work okay, except for that darn audio that didn't start up in the beginning. And when we come back here after a silent break, we'll continue talking from one thought to another with host Jory Rowe on American Psychosis Radio. Now we're back on here live with you, and this is your host, Jory Rowe, here on American Psychosis Radio, testing the new microphones to see how they sound in this episode, in this test episode, where we're using the topic from one thought to another, and we started with the word camera, and we got a few more thoughts to come to, just real quick, like before the end of the show, and for the review to see how well our mics are working. We do plan to get guests to the show, in the studio, on the show, and we got a microphone for them too. We're waiting on another mic to come. I don't know when it's ever going to get here, so when it gets here is when it gets here. And instead of thoughts, actually, we're just going to go over what to expect in these upcoming shows for September. And the first show in September, which will be the next show that we do next Saturday, is a show about discrimination against the mentally ill. And the following show after that will be a show about our pets and why they mean so much. And the following show after that will be about back to reality or vacation. And the last show in September will be In the Depths of the Mind, a story about Sigmund Freud.
And in October, we're working on Why Are Some People So Annoying? And Shocking Memories of Junior High, as well as Shocking Memories of High School. And the last show in October will be Social Torture and Dating. And venturing to say that in November 2015, first show of that month will be Times of When I Was Wrong. And this show here might be replaced by another show called Jory's Personal Mood Study, followed by the two standing shows last of the month, Genetics and Disorders, Part 1 and Part 2, are divided into two separate shows. In December of 2015, the last four shows of 2015 will be the Inner Walls of the Mind with me, Jory, and 2015 Year in Review, all the stories we talked about. And the next to the last show, next to the New Year's show, will be about psychotherapy, then and now. And followed by our New Year's show with open topics and mics and phone lines. Hopefully we get some phone callers. And possibly going to a paid prime time account. So stick around for all that and a whole lot more here on American Psychosis Radio with your host, me, Jory Rowe. Now we're back for the closing of this show. We hope you hear me loud and clear on the new microphones now. Hopefully they're not so stuttery like the cheap microphones that I was using was. And we hope that someday that you got ideas for me and to submit an idea for a show topic. I'm going to shoot this out to you. Show ideas are JC Entertainment 14, all one word. JC Entertainment 14 at gmail.com is the show email. Email me there with your ideas and stuff to make this show a lot better than what it is. I know I have a lot of room to go. I could use a producer and some help with it, but I'm not exactly sure when I'm going to get that, seeing how my brother does not come and visit me anymore because of his wife. I should have. I'm glad I didn't talk about that. But this is your host, Jory Rowe, and you're listening to American Psychosis Radio, where you listen to me and leave everyone else alone. Until next time, this is Jory Rowe signing off on the test run of the new mics here on American Psychosis Radio. So long.